It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up tonight in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Stacey Majerus. She is a award. I mean, she won state. I think it was 5 or 6 times as a gymnast at Barrington High School. And she took that career. She went to UIC, and after UIC, she's like, "Well, what am I going to do with this?" And she auditioned for Cirque du Soleil, and she became an acrobat and a gymnast at Cirque du Soleil. And she's been touring the country. She's actually on stage in Vegas right now. And she is part of the new show, the new Cirque du Soleil show that's going to be at the United Center this summer in August. And so it's sort of like a homecoming for her to come back here to the Chicago area and do what she did. And so I'm sure there'll be a huge Barrington contingency out at the United Center this summer. But we'll talk to her coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Well, this Wednesday, July 6th, the Taste of Chicago gets underway. And that means great food and great music. Wednesday, the Taste will welcome Philadelphia supergroup The Roots. Everybody loves The Roots, right? But in Chicago, the anticipation may be for the opening band, Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment. Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment is the band behind the mega album Surf that was put out in 2015. The music was written and arranged by the Social Experiment, which also includes Chance the Rapper. The album included several top-flight musicians like Busta Rhymes, Big Sean, Janelle Monáe, Erykah Badu, and so many others. And the tracks on that record have been downloaded on iTunes over 10 million times and counting. And if you hear Chance talk about it, he says it's really Donnie Trumpet's vision that made that record happen. Trumpet has just collaborated with Chance on his latest album, Coloring Book. Donnie Trumpet has been making music for a couple years now, first with his band Kids These Days, and then solo, and now with the Social Experiment. He's a kid from Chicago who went to Whitney Young High School. Not bad, from the high school band to headlining at the Taste of Chicago. Donnie Trumpet, welcome to the download.
Hey, bow, 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 bow. It's good to be here. What's up? What's up?
Thanks
hey,
for
people
being here.
Outside, that's kind of funny that you all can see me. What's up, guys? Hey.
So, talk about, as I said, from the high school band at Whitney Young to playing Taste of Chicago. What does it mean to you to play Taste of Chicago?
Man, it means everything. I was a part of Gallery 37 and did a lot of rehearsing and learning there with a bunch of great teachers, Gerard Harris, and we learned a lot playing right next to the stage I'm going to be playing at Taste of Chicago. I mean, it's crazy, man. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've, been downtown, like, been to festivals downtown. And, man, it's just, it's amazing.
When you have a gig like that, when you have such a big Chicago gig, and you're a Chicago kid, born and raised here, Rogers
yes,
Park.
Sir.
So, is it mean something for Taste of Chicago, the idea? I mean, is this bigger
Definitely.
Than playing, like, any other gig in Chicago? I mean, is this Taste of Chicago?
I've seen Stevie Wonder at the Taste of Chicago. You know what I mean? Like, I never was, like, all the way in or, like, right next to the stage or anything, but I was, out in the field and going through the festival buying my funnel cakes and stuff and watching Stevie Wonder. I mean, that's crazy. Like, that's such an incredible thing to happen for free for people, for the whole city to come to one central location and see Stevie Wonder. I mean, come on, that's incredible.
When you're getting ready for a gig at the Taste of Chicago, a big gig like this that means something, do you change up your act? Do you put something together? I mean, you guys have been kind of touting surprises as it goes, but I mean, for you and the Social Experiment, is the idea that, you got to put your best show forward?
I think we always feel like that. I feel like when we're playing behind Chance at his shows, we are trying to make that show the best we can make it for Chance, because that's Chance's show. And there's a lot of people involved that are also in Chance's band. I don't want to say too much about the personnel, but there'll definitely be some overlap, and there'll definitely be some new faces. And I'm just excited. I'm just excited to showcase everybody and showcase this music, because we haven't played a lot of shows that were necessarily Surf shows,
right,
or Donnie
right.
Trumpet shows. We did a kind of semi-secret show in New York City, but that was a really long time ago. So I'm super excited that this is in Chicago at a big festival, like a staple of Chicago's culture, and It's a great feeling.
Well, you guys played Pitchfork last year. I saw that show. And the way that Surf was kind of introduced was in the middle, there's a point where you come out with the trumpet and you got like almost like a suit on. You got a certain vibe to you.
But it
is almost a departure from Chance's show. The background band kind of pops out and then he continues with his show. So talk about the difference of a Donnie Trumpet and Social Experiment show.
Yeah, well, I think as musicians and creative people that collaborate with other people, you know, it's important to have that give and take. So to know when it is appropriate to be really, really loud and really, really in your face and wearing a conductor suit and standing in front of all these people, like, you know, with my arms out. And then also when it's time to be in the background and to play my parts the best I can, you know, at all those moments and every moment in between and not really... You know, it's such a blessing to wake up and play music. Like, I don't want to ever take any of those notes for granted. You know, I don't want to half-ass any situation, or you know, I don't want to like timidly approach playing in anybody's band. You know, recently I played on a song with Jamila Woods, who's a great friend of mine, and a great Chicago person and staple of the community in Chicago, and. Even in her show, I played one song, but I was at rehearsal that, you know, the day before, and I was making sure I knew my parts, and I was making sure I was vibing with the band who I'd never played before. You know, I want that type of experience when I make music with people, when I'm performing with people, when I'm performing my music that means so much to me. I want people to experience that in the way I experience it, and all these amazing people coming to light, you know, and having their moment to shine.
It's interesting because, you know, as a musician and you've and we'll talk about collaboration. We'll also talk about, you know, music with vocals and music without. And you've sort of gone back and forth with that as a collaborator and as a writer. But talk about the idea of playing and sort of mastering the art of playing in a quote unquote backup band. Like the idea of being on stage and like you just mentioned, like finding your spots and being able to collaborate with the performers on stage. But a lot of what you do and what the Social Experiment does and the backing band that is for Chance, it is about, you know, sort of supporting the artists who are in front of you.
Definitely. I think it comes from the many different types of scenarios I've played trumpet in. So I've played trumpet in a big band where my role is to blend with all these other people, or in an orchestra, which is a much bigger job and many more people to blend with. I've played in salsa bands where it's just me and one other trumpet player, and we have to, you know, play super, super high, super loud, super fast the whole night and not miss. You know what I mean? Like, there's people dancing. You better not miss. So I think it comes from how I was talking about the give and take and feeling your place out. So I don't really approach the playing trumpet in Chance's band the way a trumpet player would necessarily approach that. I have a pedal and I have like a sound that I've established live. And I also, I try and approach it more like a singer or an electric guitar, like the big electric guitar solo that happens in that band that you love that singer in, you know. That guitar solo is me, you know.
Right.
It's just me and Greg and Peter up there. So it's me, you know, taking on that role as Anthony Hamilton behind D'Angelo, or as a lot of the greats have done backgrounds and been supporting roles and supporting casts.
It's amazing.
John
to hear
Coltrane
you say
and
that.
Miles Davis.
Yeah,
band,
right.
You know?
Right. Well, let's talk about. We'll take a quick break here and we'll talk about the trumpet. But it's amazing and it's sort of heartwarming to hear it that way, because your music does, the trumpet does play that role on Surf. It almost is the electric guitar. There, you know, that is the part that everybody is picking out of the music, because it is so vibrant. It's so different. Mm. Donnie Trumpet's my guest tonight. Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment are going to be at the Taste of Chicago, headlining with The Roots on Wednesday night. Obviously, Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment, the guys behind Surf. We'll continue the conversation here on The Download. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. That's the music of Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment. Busta Rhymes coming in right there.
Woo!
Slip slide. Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment are playing at the Taste of Chicago on Wednesday night. They're co-headlining with The Roots. Of course, the music we're listening to here, it was from the album Surf in 2015. Donnie Trumpet, Chicago kid, who is a trumpet player. He also collaborated and was featured on the new Chance record, Coloring Book. Donnie, talk about the trumpet. You know, that's a difficult obviously, instrument. But yes. But it's also an instrument that is almost always sort of, you know, associated with jazz music.
Yeah, well, I think the trumpet is associated with a lot of different types of music, which is actually a big reason why I feel it describes me and my sound and my city and all of those things kind of combined. But trumpet wasn't my first instrument. I started playing Latin percussion, mostly like congas and timbales, and I was playing in my dad's after-school Latin jazz band. And I thought I was super cool because I was, like, the only kindergartner, you know, and there was, like, really pretty girls that were in, like, you know, 7th and 8th grade. And I was, like, you know, hanging out after school and with my dad and playing all this music. And we played shows at the school. So anyways, that was at Inter-American. And then I switched schools in 6th grade to Little Lincoln or Lincoln Elementary, but everybody calls it Little Lincoln. Because it's right next to Lincoln Park High School. But I switched schools, and they have this amazing music program run by Marty Kalis and Mr. Greenhouse, Marshall Greenhouse. And I vividly remember the first day walking into the school to pick my instrument. And obviously I said I want to play drums because I was already a drummer.
Right.
Or I thought I was a drummer. And he said, well, there's too many drummers, so you can't be a drummer. And I said, okay, well, I'll play saxophone because I thought saxophone's pretty cool.
Sure.
You know, why not? And he was like, no, there's too many saxophonists. You got to pick something else. So
it's between the flute and the trumpet. You got to pick one, right?
Or like French horn or, you know, something like that. Shouts out to French horn. But no, my dad actually suggested that I play the trumpet. And I said, cool, let's give it a try. And that night he played me In a Silent Way by Miles Davis. And I just thought, wow, I've never heard a trumpet like that. You know, like I realized later in life how much music had trumpet in it that I was already influenced
right.
by. All the Stevie Wonder records and James Brown records and even like Beatles records and all the Latin music that I've grown up listening to. The trumpet is an integral part of all those sounds. And I never would just pick that out just, you know, before I played the instrument or like studied the instrument or studied how hard some of that music is.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah, it's hard music, man.
So, the trumpet was the instrument in sixth grade. And then, you know, you start out by learning these like kind of infantile melodies and stuff, you know, like Twinkle Twinkle or Hot Cross Buns. That was a hot number in sixth grade elementary school band. And I kind of just hated all that music, and I wanted to play the music that I wanted to listen to. I didn't want to listen to myself play that music. I didn't think it was cool. So I was listening to my Biggie and my Run DMC records and all this Latin music and all these singer-songwriters like Nora Jones and Joni Mitchell and Paul Simon and stuff. And I just thought that music was so much cooler than Hot Cross Buns, you know? So I started learning that music.
Do you think it's interesting too that you're playing with the Roots, because the Roots are one of the bands and one of the more contemporary bands that, you know, before their time, obviously on Jimmy Fallon, they were a band that did hip hop on stage, live music. I mean, you went and saw the Roots, there was a full horn section, there was the full band, but they were one of the first hip hop groups that really embraced the idea of being live like that, not using samples or using beats. Talk about, you know, for you, as you started to mature and recognize that you were going to be a musician and a producer and a writer, how did you fit the trumpet in? How did you say, I'm going to use the trumpet in the beats that I'm putting together for the music that Save Money Crew, or whoever is working on it?
Well, the Roots, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. The Roots were totally an amazing blueprint for us as kids these days to get our ideas together.
That was your band.
To know that it was cool, even, you know, to put all this live music and rap music together. But it's from both sides, like, so that all the rappers that think that stuff is lame think that it's cool. But then also so that all the people that think that rap music is lame think that's cool, like with all the instrumentation, because I think a lot of musicians, when they get really tied into like the technique and then getting really good at playing jazz music and transcribing all these solos, and you can get kind of caught up in the sport of jazz, you know. And I always looked to bands like The Roots or other bands like SF Jazz Collective that incorporate this music that I actually like listening to with real instrumentation. And I look at all my friends that are around me that are at, you know, the library doing poetry or spinning verses, and I think to myself, well, that's cool, and that's like something I do the other side,
right?
And then they do that part, and hey, that's cool.
Well, there's something great about, I mean, obviously the collaboration. I want to talk to you about that. Maybe we'll do that coming up after the news. But I mean, there really is a movement here in Chicago with a lot of kids around your age, 23 years old, where you're finding sort of the poets of that generation and the musicians of that generation, the producers of mm-hmm. that generation. You guys have found this way to create almost a sound that is uniquely Chicago. Talk about the concept behind, you know, like you said, you're a musician, you were a trumpet player, you weren't on the poetry side. How did you find that side?
Poetry, that's so lame. Poetry found me. I think I fell into poetry just out of a love of music and the way words can be used musically and used not just in rhythm, but more so just in a creative and clever way, you know? I feel like a lot of the music, you know, you try and make something cool or like clever that you like, but it also has to be likable. So listening to all these poems, it's a really interesting, you know, comparison, because a lot of the amazing poets have the simplest lines, or a lot of the most amazing songs that you love have, you know, three stems or four, you know, four things happening. And I also think that just being young in Chicago and meeting people in different areas and taking the train everywhere and going to school in a different neighborhood than I lived in and traveling so far every day, it just led us to collaborate with people. It, like, we just ended up in similar places.
Right.
Chance and I just ended up at Harold Washington, you know, at a poetry open mic, you know. Fatima and I ended up randomly at a Louder Than a Bomb session together.
Doing the poetry stuff, I mean, at what point are you like, you know, I'm a musician, I've got all this background, why don't we work together? I mean, I mean, it starts with poetry, right? It starts with just getting, you know, being in the same bill or being in the same room. Mm-hmm. But when do you take that from sort of knowing each other to, okay, you know what, I want to show you some tracks, you know?
Yeah. I think that's just a personal relationship part of music, you know? People call it like marketability, but really the key is just being a really good person. That's like all you have to do is just be really, really nice and be on time and be
two things
and be clean and be respectful, you know, and be able to adapt to any situation, whether we're recording in, you know, somebody's closet or we're recording at this crazy huge studio somewhere in LA, like being able to be to adapt to any situation and able to work with anybody is just to be, it's just being a good person. It's just being nice and being somebody that you want around, you know?
Donnie Trumpet's in studio with us. Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment are co-headlining with The Roots at the Taste of Chicago on Wednesday night. Huge show. Obviously, the man behind Surf, and also was just on Chance the Rapper's latest record, Coloring Book. We'll continue our conversation here at the Big Table with Donnie Trumpet. Stay with us. Please don't go. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. A little Donnie Trumpet and a Social Experiment. Track off of Surf. Donnie Trumpet's in studio with me. They're playing at Taste of Chicago with The Roots on Wednesday. And, I mean, we haven't had a chance to talk about Surf, which, you know, that was one of the tracks from Surf, but it really was last year, last summer, it was the album that I, a lot of my friends, and I know that a lot of people in Chicago were listening to, because it was something new. It was something that it was a long-awaited sort of Chance the Rapper's next project, even though it wasn't his record. Talk about putting that together, because there's a ton of press, and everyone, there was a lot of anticipation for putting that together. But you guys, as a social experiment, you really stuck to your guns. You worked it together. I mean, there's really something great about the story of putting together this record.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it came together really organically. You know, I went on the first social experiment tour with Chance and Peter and Nate, probably close to a year before that album came out, before Surf came out, maybe a little bit more, that tour happened. But that's when I met Nate and started making music together with Peter. And when I went back to Chicago after the tour, Peter and I decided to continue and continue making music. And so we started making music in his basement.
So you guys essentially, just to give everyone speed, you're the backup band of Chance, and the tour he was on, the Acid Rap kind of the big tour.
Yeah, it was called the Social Experiment.
The Social Experiment Tour. And so you guys were like the backup band, but you continued on.
Yeah, so it was kind of like our entrance as a band, or even as a group together. And so we started making music together, and then Peter and I continued in Chicago for a while. And we started making a couple songs that we felt we were going to make part of a bigger project. And the first project was going to be called Surf. And then there was going to be another one that was like, you know, Shore or like Wave or, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Whatever it was, the next one was going to be another water-associated thing. And really, it just kept growing and growing. We just kept making more and more music. I think probably one or maybe none of those songs are actually made it to Surf that we started making in his basement. At the time, I was kind of at a crossroads. I had just come off the Frank Ocean tour and then immediately into Chance's tour, and I was kind of figuring out like where I was going to live and how I was going to do for myself.
Right, and who you're going to be as an artist, right?
Exactly. So I was torn between getting a spot in Chicago and getting a place in L.A., and I decided to go to L.A. So Surf was also kind of my feeling about this wavy, like, beach-inspired music, but really Chicago-grown and Chicago-sounding and Chicago-feeling, and trying to, like, put those two together and wrap my mind around not living in the city I grew up in.
You're in a great position when you're starting with Surf, because yes, you can work on the stuff and work on the tracks and work on the music and work with Chance, but because of the success of the tour and because they're highly anticipated, you can attract artists to be a part of it. I mean, it's well known you guys are independent.
Yeah.
You don't have a Sony Music that's like, feature this guy, feature this guy, feature this guy. How do you attract a Big Sean and a Busta Rhymes and people like that who are major label rappers and MCs? That how do they get involved in a project with you and Nate and Chance in an Airbnb in LA?
Yeah, I mean, we've really been blessed with how many people appreciate and love our music and want to be a part of our whole movement, you know? I mean, and a lot of people are looking for a Chance the Rapper verse, and then he'll be like, well, actually, I got this whole band full of producers that can make this whole section, and maybe they'll make just the section under my verse, or maybe we'll make a whole song together. So some of the stuff came about really organically, just they happen to be in the same studio or happen to want to make songs together already. But really the bulk of it, the core of it, was me bringing these ideas to the band and having everybody flesh them out, and then feeling like, okay, well, whose voice really belongs on this song? And and truly just shooting for the stars. I mean, just like totally ridiculous, ridiculous assumptions,
right?
Just being as insane as possible. Right. Like, oh my God, you know, Wyclef.
Right.
No way. But Wyclef would be incredible. And then we made Arthur. Or oh my God, Busta Rhymes. No way. No way! No way! We're gonna get a Busta Rhymes verse.
Someone friend him on
and
Facebook,
then Uncle
right?
Bust comes through. You know, it was amazing.
That's got to be something. I mean, because at this point, I mean, this wait, 21 years old,
23, just turned 23.
You're 23 now.
23 now.
But what when you were doing Surf? I mean, it's a year and a half ago or so. I mean, you're 21 years old, going Busta Rhymes would be great. Yeah. And he's answering, and he's saying he wants to be a part of it.
It's all about the idea. And as soon as you put that stuff in the air, you know somebody that knows somebody that can get that done, you know? I still have ideas that seem ridiculous and seem like they may never happen, but I want them to happen, and I'm going to keep trying until they happen. And if they don't, then they don't, you know? But at least we're trying. At least I want Randy Newman on a song, you know? I want that.
How much of this... You know, this idea, and when I hear this hustle, this pie in the sky, I want to go for it. There's something Chicago about it. There's aesthetic to it. There's always, with artists here, they're always hustling up, I think. You know, how much of Chicago plays into that aesthetic?
It's all Chicago. That whole feeling is instilled in everyone that grows up in Chicago, that goes to CPS, that takes the train to home and school, you know, that walks past dangerous parks and police, and, you know, that experiences real Chicago things. You know, I think because we're in the middle of the map, but also because we're just influenced by everything, that we want a little bit of something. We want a little bit of that super hot thing that Texas has, you know, that super hot thing that LA does, or that super hot thing that New York does. So,
and the best part is you go and you have the balls to go do it.
That's all it takes.
The risk and you go do it.
That's all it takes, is just believing that you can do it and then doing it, you know? And we just grow up believing that. And, you know, I believe that I have to go to this jam session and listen to these incredible trumpet players and get my butt kicked and get up there and try. You know, I believe in that. I believe that I have to walk past the projects with my trumpet on my back and look like a total nerd. And I believe in that. I believe that those are what makes us who we are when we get into the quote-unquote real music industry. Because the thing is, the music industry isn't really in Chicago. There's no major labels or, like, huge publishing and licensing companies and stuff. All that stuff exists in L.A. and New York.
If you want to get it done,
If you want to get that done, you got to go and get it yourself. You have to go out there and play the shows. You have to be in your high school handing out tickets to people. You got to be pulling up to people's high schools all over the city, pulling up in a car, jamming your music, and selling them tickets directly to your show, like looking them in the eye and telling them, come to my show, you know?
Surf comes out. It hits, you know, like iTunes. It's just it's the same concept that you guys kind of, that Chance worked on Acid Rap. I mean, the same sort of mixtape phenomenon where it's not a major label release. It's just there. Are you surprised, shocked, amazed? What's the feeling at how successful this record has been? Like I mentioned, 10 million plus counting on the downloads. We have a bunch of people who are in the window here at Michigan Avenue. The kid showing Surf on his phone to you while you're talking. What's it, as a kid from Rogers Park, what's the feel that comes from that?
It's incredible. I mean, it's incredible. We, like I said before, you know, we are truly blessed that people honor and respect and love our music. And even just lending an ear is so much of the battle. Like, the internet age has made that a little easier, has made that transition happen faster, but it's still people really listening. It's still really that kid walking down the street with Surf and his phone that made it quote unquote successful. I would like to offer into the conversation what is successful and what it means to have a quote unquote successful album. Does it mean that the album won a Grammy? Does it mean that the album should be, you know, performed on movies?
Or is it money that it made?
Or is it sales that it made? Because it's not anymore. It's not kids going to Best Buy and trying to buy, you know, the newest Donnie Trumpet album. That's not going to happen. Right. So it has to be much more organic. It has to be much faster. It has to be much more in front of your face. And then as far as the names go, you know, a big part of success nowadays, for especially in rap music, is the name drop, you know? And I wanted to really do away with that. I wanted to make all these songs with features. Clearly, these are features from rappers and from established singers. These are all features where they are featured people, but it's not going to say featured because that's not what the song is. The song isn't a Busta Rhymes song.
Right.
The song isn't isn't an Erykah Badu song.
Right.
But it could be, but it's not.
It's a social experiment.
It's a social experiment.
The whole thing is a social experiment.
Exactly. So in not putting featuring all these people's names, I'm sure...
It is interesting.
I'm sure a lot of people didn't get that, you know, that these people were a part of the project because it doesn't just list
them. Yeah, exactly. Or the way that people will search, you know, saying looking for Big Sean. That track may not show up. But the idea of organically being able to see those MCs, those rappers as artists... And you're an artist, and you guys all work together collaboratively. It
right.
shows. That's what makes that music work. It's not the next hot track from Busta Rhymes.
The
you know?
Song is much more important right. to me than the name drop.
Let's take a quick break. Donnie Trumpet's in studio with me. Donnie Trumpet and Social Experiment are co-headlining Taste of Chicago on Wednesday night with The Roots.
Woo.
We'll continue our conversation with Donnie Trumpet here on The Download. Stay with us.
Say in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she love as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma.
It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, little Sunday Candy from Donnie Trumpet and his Social Experiment record, Surf. Includes Chance the Rapper. Donnie Trumpet in studio tonight. We're having a conversation about his career, his music. He's going to be with the Social Experiment headlining at the Taste of Chicago with The Roots on Wednesday night. I mean, just there. I mean, one of the great things about this, just talking to you, is sort of, you know, getting your feel on all the amazing things that have happened to you as a 23-year-old kid in Chicago from Rogers Park. I mean, mm-hmm. it's amazing to think. One of the things that's just happened to you in the last 6 months has been you guys have even upped your game even more. You sat in and collaborated with Kanye West on Life of Pablo, one of the, I mean, unbelievable records that came out this year. Chance put out a coloring book, which you're all over the first track, which is mm-hmm. great. Talk about, I mean, how you guys, and you personally, I mean, you're finding yourself in some pretty interesting company in the last couple weeks.
Yes, I mean, definitely all those things. Super blessed to have worked on The Life of Pablo with the legendary Mr. West. Super humbled to even be in that room listening to those songs before they came out and just be around that energy. I mean, it's so obvious. It's so instant why he is who he is, why he is the genius he is, because he's in there making these beats and you just instantly, like, you feel like, this is Kanye West. Like, what? You know, that's really him. That's the person that makes that sound. You know what I mean? Like,
what did you learn as a producer and a writer? What did you learn from hanging out with Kanye West and working on Life of Pablo?
Man, to just be really honest and listen. You know, listening has always been the most important part of my musical experience, whether it's in a jazz setting or playing behind Chance the Rapper or being a lead with, you know, other people. It's really just listening and how much that does for everyone around you, how much it makes everybody better, you know? So I think just being really honest about, you know, really specific things, you know, okay, this snare drum just doesn't sound good. Let's just take it out and we'll use a different one. Or this kick is too loud. Bring it down a little. Or really specific things, but just kind of really being firm about things and being honest with yourself and with everyone around you. And then it's kind of in the air already. So then it can change. But your first idea is your real ideas, your real strong-willed, firm plan.
For you, talk about, you know, how you've matured as a musician, because from even the early days you talked about, you know, playing with your dad to kids these days, to your solo stuff, to Surf. Mm-hmm. To now being in the room and collaborating with Kanye West and mm-hmm. Chance and all the other people that were on Chance's record. It's crazy. Talk about how you've matured as an artist and what you've learned over this journey that makes your music even mm-hmm. better today.
Well, I've kind of, over the course of the last couple of years, changed my role almost completely in the studio setting, where I do trumpet sessions sometimes, or I'll do, like, replacing other horn stems and, like, on, you know, on people's tracks, and I can do those trumpet session work things, but my passion now is more for producing and making songs. And so, for example, Music Is All We Got is
great
something
song.
That I produced. I played those keys and made the song originally with Nate Fox. And I think I've and the song Special from Coloring Book. I made that whole beat. That's all me. There's no horns in it, but that's something I produced, and I feel really strong about and feel really good about. And I think that's more my role now, is being in those rooms and making chord changes or key parts and synth parts and drums and whatever the song right. really needs, you know, and trying to find a better place for my horns and use them more in the way that I think about producing music versus being the trumpet player on the song. You
right.
know, I never really wanted
or even the band leader on the stage,
that.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I never really focused on, like, trying to recreate Earth, Wind, and Fire horns or, like, Thriller horns, because I love that music and I listen to that music. I'm inspired by it, but ultimately I have to be me and I have to make my own sound and my own choices about my instrument. And sometimes I feel like the trumpet doesn't need to be on the song, but it's still my production. So a lot of people don't understand that completely, and that's okay. I don't want to make a big deal about every single song, about every, you know, I don't want to let people know that every single stem is me or that somebody else. But I think it's more my role now as making music, as thinking about the song versus just the trumpet's place in it.
You guys have found a way to be so creative in that space. I mean, to think about not only what you did on Surf, but Coloring Book, and even with Kanye West. What the real sort of push out or the feel from those albums, those mixtapes, is creativity.
Mm.
It's not here's the beat, here's the four, here's, okay, now we're going to have the song, the rapper's going to come in here. There's something about the arrangements of it, the producing, everything about the songs seem to be moving in a new generation for hip-hop music.
Yeah.
Do you guys do you go into a project where you're like, we have to do things differently than we did last time?
I always think that. I think that every time I produce something or make something, I want to do at least one thing that I've never done before on the song. So whether that's a super high-pitched solo sometimes, or if it's way less or way more, whatever the situation calls for. But I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought looking at all these beautiful people.
Just too many
Chicago,
people
you're so beautiful. It's like insane. I just keep looking at
all
these
right.
buildings.
Let's we'll wrap. I keep bringing it back because I think it's really important. But, you know, the Save Money Crew, Social Experiment, Chance, everyone in between here that have been on the show or have produced in this town are from Chicago. And you guys are from, I mean, you mentioned a little bit about being part of the Chicago public school system and having to, you know, take train lines to school. But there's something about this generation. You guys are all around the same age and you all kind of came up with the same school system. Talk about what that means to you, that even at this age, when you're collaborating in the same room with Kanye West, that you all have that. You all have this moment where you are Chicago product.
It's really humbling. You know, it's humbling to feel like people are listening to your music, because ultimately as a creative person, as a music maker, that's all you ever want. That's all I ever wanted out of any of this, is for people to listen to my music and appreciate it, even if it's really, really weird and there's no vocals sometimes and it's still called pop music and there's no features and, you know, like all those things, they're just like so distracting now. It's so like lights in your face, you know, it's so I really wanted to just bring it back to the song and all these people around us feel similarly, you know, they all appreciate the song more than their ego, you know, and it didn't always happen. You know, I think it took kids these days to get me to that place where I was like, I don't always have to play the trumpet. That's not my role. I don't always have to fill that space that I feel like I'm assigned or something. It's about the product. It's about what happens in the end, you know? So I think letting go of ego and this generation really experienced something way different than the generation before us that we hear all the time from our quote unquote big homies. Just that Chicago is like the city of haters or something, you know? I've never experienced that type of hate in Chicago, you know, like the type of like, oh no, that's not cool, you know? Like people seem to be in a different place spiritually and creatively and artistically, where it just makes kind of this weirder, like, jazz music cool, you know? Like, Terrace Martin was talking to me on the phone about how he used to hide his saxophone in sessions where he was producing, you know, because it just wasn't the thing, you know? And now it's like people are really appreciating that style. So it's coming full circle. It always does.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you that, will we see a project like Surf again? Will the Social Experiment come together as a band, the full five of you, to be able to produce like you did with Surf again?
Definitely. We have projects currently amongst ourselves. We have many different offspring, and we also have projects with other people, and those are super exciting too. Lots of music on the way, lots of secret music on the way, so
be very
aware of your surroundings musically.
Well, Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment will be at the Taste of Chicago. They're co-headlining with The Roots on Wednesday night. Obviously, Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment produced Surf, the record Surf. Did a lot of work with Life of Pablo and The Coloring Book, and we're destined to see Donnie and Social Experiment on stage at the Grammys, because this is the year that now that they've opened that up, we're going to be able to see the Social Experiment in front of the big lights at the Grammys. Donnie, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thank you. Peace. Love you, Chicago.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. I'm telling you, man, we're going to see Donnie Trumpet and Social Experiment on stage at the Grammys coming up here in February.
What a great young man.
And they would, yeah, exactly. And they would be stupid not to do that. Yeah. There was a big, you saw the big change that they're going to let streaming albums be in the Grammys this year. They didn't do that. Yeah. So Surf didn't get a chance to get a Grammy nom because they didn't make the grade in that regard. So now that's changed. So I think that you'll see both Coloring Book and Life of Pablo and performances by those artists at the Grammys. At least I hope so. Anyway, coming up, we're going to talk with Al Jeanne and also Stacey Majera here. She's the Barrington gymnast who now works for Cirque du Soleil.